We're going to read verses 1. We're going to start in verse 1. Amen. El Evangelio de Juan 13. We're going to start in verse 1. Glory to God. You saw the way I changed it from Spanish to English. Glory to God. Amen. As long as I don't switch them around when I'm preaching, glory to God. If you're there, say amen. If you're still looking, say oh my. If you can't find it, just follow along. Glory to God. John 13. We're going to start in verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. Who wants to, follow Jesus' example tonight and wash people's feet here tonight? And to wipe them with the towel with which he had girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said to him, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we come to you. Help us to understand, God. God, that which you have commanded us to do also. We thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. How many people, whether you went to school, because you can be like many of people here. You can be like many of people that are out there. Amen. You go through all kinds of different classes, but there's classes that you might not go to. How many of us here, amen, know who John F. Kennedy is? John F. Kennedy. If you were not born, during that time. You might, amen, know who he is. We've heard stories, amen, throughout, amen, history about his presidency. Throughout the Cuban Missile Crisis. The involvement with Marilyn Monroe. His assassination in 1963 in the city of Dallas. But most of all, he will probably be remembered for the quote that he spoke during his inaugural address in June 20th, 1961, in front of the East Front, amen, of the United States Capitol. This was a call to action. This action, amen, served as the centerpiece of his speech, urging, amen, urging Americans to prioritize public service and collective responsibility over personal self-interest. And this evening, what we are going to do is we are going to modify that quote as we address the subject of service in the church. Sermon entitled, amen, Are You a Person of Service? Tonight, amen, what was Jesus doing? Jesus was washing, amen, the disciples' feet. He said, if I don't do this, you have no part in me. Do you know that washing the feet was the job of a servant or a slave? But here is Jesus. He is coming down and he is lowering himself. Can I tell you? It was a dirty job. Nobody wanted to do it. They didn't have paved roads in Israel. The roads were what? Dirt. So that would, amen, make their, listen, the other day, amen, when I went to and I climbed the incline with my son-in-law and my daughter, my feet were covered, amen, as I began to sweat, and that dirt, amen, just popped up as I was going down the bar trail. That it just piled, amen, as, amen, it was piling on in and around, weaving around in my hairs. And I can only imagine, because that's the way the roads were in Israel. The roads, amen, were dirty. They were, amen, they were there. They were piled, amen. Listen, it was a dirty job. Nobody wanted to do it. But yet Jesus lowered himself to the role of a servant. He took, listen, can I tell you? It don't matter. You begin to walk, your feet are going to stink. Amen? Don't shake your head. We're going to talk to an expert. Miss Podiatrist. They stink, don't they? We have an expert witness here tonight. Amen. Listen, it doesn't matter as soon as you begin to walk. The sweat glands and everything else, amen, they don't make your feet smell like perfume. They make your feet smell like must. But yet he took those nasty, dirty feet into his hands and he washed the dirt and grime off of them. See, as we read our text, the disciples, they called him teacher and Lord. As the disciples are there, amen, they are sitting there, their feet are still damp. Sitting there next to those damp feet, God had washed their feet. Imagine the creator of the universe, the one who spoke everything into creation, got down on his knees and assumed the role of a servant. In verse 12, so when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? In verse 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. In other words, amen, Jesus understood, listen to me, Jesus understood, amen, what he had done. He gave them the example of what to do. He said that you would do as I have done unto you. Jesus said washing, amen, feet is their job. The role of a disciple has always been to lower, amen, ourselves and serve others or to minister with humility. See, as a Christian tonight, we should live our lives to serve others. Jesus asked this question, do you know what I have done for you? Jesus left, amen, this not only for the disciples, but for those that would follow even now in 2026. See, our lives should be marked as servants. Should be marked as servants. Our lives, amen, in Christ, we are not made for anything else but to serve others. So as we, said earlier, we're going to modify that quote. Ask not what your church can do for you, but what you can do for your church. Ask not what your God can do for you, but what you can do for your God. Ask not, amen, what other people can do for you, but what you can do for other people. See, can I tell you, it's hard for people to serve others. Can I tell you that tonight? It's hard for you to serve other people. You know why? Because you don't want to stoop down. You think, listen, let's make it together. We think, amen, I'm not going to stoop down. That's way beyond, listen, the first thing we say is, that's way beyond my pay grade. Amen? I'm not going to do that. You say things like, you're crazy. Can I tell you? We are crazy. We are. Amen? See, a servant knows, amen, that we tonight have to learn from the example of Jesus. His example, amen, it reveals several things. There are some great truths about, amen, serving people. Can I tell you, you will know the exact heart of a person when you tell that person to serve. See, if you and I are going to be servants, we need to know how to truly serve. See, a servant serves with humility. See, the lowest servant on the totem pole was the one that got the honor. Imagine you getting the honor, you being honored, amen, to wash. Well, let's see, who is the newest person here in the church? Can I tell you, that's how we would do it. Pastor, I came before that person, so I'm not doing it, Pastor, because that's the way we did it in my job. When they came, amen, and they said, we are going to have to let somebody go. They started saying the exact day, the hour, the minute, the second that they got hired. I got hired on October 9th at 8.05 p.m. When did you get hired? That's not going to be me. See, that meant that the lowest servant would put his hands upon those feet. You got your nose so close that you smelled everything. You had to clean these feet properly. Can I tell you, every act of pride was removed when you began to wash people's feet. It was gone. Because there was no pride in washing people's feet. But Jesus gave us the example that you ought to do as I have done for you. See, you and I tonight are supposed to serve with the same humility. Nobody here in this place is better than anybody else, including myself. Can I tell you, every single one of us are part of the body of Christ. Every single one of us that are in the body of Christ are called to do, amen, as Christ did for others. Pride, amen, is the opposite of humility. Pride says, I'm just as good as you are. Why should I do it? It says, I'm not going to lower myself below anybody else, no matter who they are. Pride says, this is my favorite. Don't you know who I am? Who are you? Because you know who you are. Amen? Don't you know who I am? See, you should be serving me. I'm not going to stoop myself to serve you. Humility says, let me lower myself and serve, no matter what. Let me get down below you. I lower myself before you, so that you can be lifted up. Let me ask you tonight, how are you serving? Are you serving tonight with pride or with humility? I'll let that sink in a little bit. Are you willing tonight to put others before you? Are you willing to lose your spotlight so that others might have it? Are you willing to do the little unseen things, even if it means you may never be recognized? Jesus said these words, "You should do it as I have done it unto you." You know what was so amazing about today is that I went outside. It was very windy. Yesterday, since we, got hit by the hailstorm, it hit all these big trees, and there was so many leaves that as I went out there to begin to pick up all these leaves, the owner of the building comes by. And listen, I don't do nothing let me do it so that he can see me. No, I didn't even know he was coming. But he said, "Why is your guys' side always cleaner than the rest of the other tenants?" You know, I don't ever do anything so that I can be recognized. I do it because I take pride in our church. I take pride in our church. That when people come in, they can be able to say, "I want to go into that place. I want to be part of that place." I don't do it, so that other people listen. I do it so that we can have a place where, people can come in. See, tonight, we can come. Jesus says these words, "You do as I have done for you." See, secondly, Jesus what he did was he displayed his love for them. He loved, them so much that he wanted them to understand. Listen to me. He wanted them to understand his love. Can I tell you, Jesus knew when the devil came into Judas. Amen? But can I tell you, Judas, pick up your feet. I must wash yours also. Imagine that. It blows my mind. This guy would have said, "Judas, I ain't washing your feet." Amen? Listen, how many? Okay, am I the only one? Amen? The devil had already entered. It says, the word of God says that the devil had already entered into Judas. But Jesus comes in and he says, "Judas, pick up your feet. Let me wash you also. Let me wash you also." See, he washed the feet of Judas knowing what Judas was going to do. He didn't only tell him, he loved him, but his service spoke the love that he had for him. 1 Corinthians, 13. We're going to read verse 4 through 8. says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. It is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. See, if you and I are going to love, we cannot have jealousy in our hearts. Cannot seek the spotlight for our own personal pride. We don't seek harm, amen, for others. And we have to be patient. Oh, Jesus, help us. We have to be patient with those that we are going to serve. Lord, not me, Peter. You have to understand. This is what I must do for you. See, we have to endure the unloving. Can I tell you, there's a lot of people that are unloved. But yet, we have to endure the unloving people. And we have to wash the feet of those who would seek. We have to, wash the feet of those that would seek you harm. In other words, listen, as Christians, we are supposed to love what? Love our enemies, right? Even those that you think are your enemies, you are still supposed to be able to wash their feet. Are you willing tonight to serve the unlovable? Would you like to be patient with those who don't understand what love is? Are you willing to endure, amen, the bad side of others? Even as you serve them. Jesus said these words, you should do as I have done unto you. See, lastly, as we come to a close, we have to serve with sacrifice. Jesus served on the cross. Jesus met every single one of our needs upon the cross. He served with the ultimate sacrifice. You and I tonight are called to that same sacrifice. When we sacrifice, we don't think anything of giving up something for others. We are willing to give up, amen, of our own needs simply to meet the needs of others. We lay, amen, lay it down for the sake of others. Are you tonight sacrificing? Are you giving up of your own wants, your own needs tonight? Are you willing to give, amen, your all, not for your own gain, but so that somebody else? See, Jesus served with humility, love, and with sacrifice. He made that possible when he nailed himself to the cross. He sacrificed his love because of his great love for you and I tonight. He said, you should do for others as I have done unto you. Folks, we have to serve. Well, Pastor, if I serve, what am I going to get out of it? Can I tell you, you're going to get the greatest satisfaction of seeing somebody live for God. Amen? That's it. Pastor, that's it. That's it. You're not going to get a spotlight. You're not going to get a badge of honor. You're not going to put a ribbon on your chest. What you're going to get is you're going to see, amen, a somebody that the angels in heaven rejoice. Because that person was lost. But now, tonight, is found. That's what service is. That we can rejoice together. Because when we serve people, people come to Christ. When we serve people, well, I don't like this. Well, listen. Jesus said, what I'm doing for you, you have to be able to do unto others. He didn't say, well, if you like it, because how many know, listen, if we had a choice, we wouldn't do it. Amen? We wouldn't do it. Who wants to serve tonight? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place. You're not right with God. You want to come before God tonight. You're not right with Jesus. Maybe you're backslidden in your heart and you're not right with God. Will you give Jesus that opportunity again in your life? Would you give Jesus that opportunity in your life? Amen. Anybody here, you're backslidden or you're not saved. You want to give your heart to Jesus. You want to give Jesus an opportunity with you, within you, once again. Give Jesus that life that you've been holding on to. Amen. We are called tonight to serve people. We are called to stooping down in humility and serving others. What am I going to get out of it? You're going to get the great satisfaction that Jesus said, as I have done unto you, do unto others. That's it. See, pride says, I cannot stoop myself because I'm better than that. But see, humility says, I will do it because I will do what it takes to see people saved. See, when we serve, you might not ever get a spotlight shined on you. But can I tell you one thing? Just as Mr. Lee, when he came, can I tell you, if Mr. Lee saw it, can I tell you, before Mr. Lee saw it, Jesus saw it. And that's what he sees in you and I. See, when we serve people, we tell them, I'm willing to do what it takes because I love you. Because of the sacrifice that Jesus paid upon the cross, I will do anything. I will do anything. If it takes me washing your feet, then so be it. If it takes me doing then I'll do it. because I'm willing to serve. Because Jesus said, as I have done unto you, I will do it. Maybe God is calling you tonight, amen, to a life of service unto God. Can I tell you tonight, there's no greater satisfaction than to serve people. Nothing better in life will satisfy you more than when we serve. Pastor, I can't do that. Then Jesus says, you have no part in me. Amen. If we are going to be in Christ, then we have to be as Christ. And the altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Father, we thank you, God. We worship you. We have to be as Christ. I love that verse in Corinthians, because that verse in Corinthians, amen, 13, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. It is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. See, sometimes we can get in a point to where, amen, why does nobody serve me? Listen, Jesus didn't say, amen, that we are not going to serve because people don't serve us. We show them the love of Christ when we serve. We show them who Christ is. You might not ever, people might not ever, people are going to do different things. Can I tell you? The greatest satisfaction that you will get Can I tell you, George? God really does love you. And he really does want to use your life. But you, because of the things that have happened in your life, you and many of times disqualify yourself. You're just called to serve, bro. Just serve people. Just love people and tell them about what Jesus has done in your life. You know, I remember that you could have easily been forgotten, been pushed to the side because you were, in a way, very arrogant young man. And your arrogance pushed people away. But you know what? People didn't give up on you. Don't give up on people. Love people. Show them the love of Christ. Even when they don't deserve that love, you love them. And that same love that Jesus has put inside here, this big boy, you're going to show others. You're going to show others. And when other people see, because they're going to know who you were. See, they're going to know exactly who you were. Man, that's George. What happened to that brother? Jesus came into your life. Let's pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We ask you, God, that you would continue your work, God, until the very end, God. We thank you. God, we believe in you, Lord God. God, as he continues to surrender his life, God, show him, demonstrate unto him, God. God, that you can use his life. God, that you can, God, place his life in service unto you. We thank you, Father, for all that you are doing in Jesus' name. Let's give God glory tonight. Amen. Listen, serving people is nasty. Amen? It's just like the feet. Feet are nasty. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Feet are not pleasant. And that's how sometimes serving people is. You get dirty. You get stepped on. You get pushed aside. Sometimes you even get beat up. If not physically, spiritually. But God did not tell us to give up when it got difficult. He said, you still have to serve others as I have done unto you. It's not easy. Listen, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. But can I tell you, it'll be the most rewarding thing that you and I ever do. It will. So who wants to wash feet tonight? I will get the bucket. Who wants to wash feet tonight? Amen. I don't got a lot of volunteers. Amen. You want me to preach the sermon again? Glory to God. Amen. Adrian said that he's going to wash. He said to his wife only. Let's come tonight. Let's serve people. Let's serve people. Can I tell you, when we serve people, people will love God because they will know the mess that they were in and they will see who they are in Christ now. Amen? They will see it. Jesse closes in prayer tonight.